and welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today we have Leslie Macedo. She is the Senior Director of Programming for Musicopia and Dancing Classroom Philly, and Mark Schultz, he is the Senior Director of External Affairs. And welcome. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Good to be here. Good to see you.
It is it's wonderful to talk about these programs. I think I did my first interview on dancing classrooms probably about 12 years ago, maybe.
Sounds possible.
It has been a while, and that's how I got to know Musicopia as well. Two wonderful programs, separate programs, but joined at the hip with you. So why don't we start off really quickly with just a quick overview of the two different programs, and then we'll get into just how valuable and how wonderful their programming is.
Sure. So Musicopia and Dancing Classrooms Philly are two separate organizations, nonprofits, that are both based in the city of Philadelphia. And we share a lot of staff. We are affiliate organizations, and we work together on lots of different projects. Our programs include, for Musicopia, we have a lot of in-school programming that includes instrumental music lessons. It includes a roster of artists that are mostly culturally specific, but usually integrated into classroom curriculum. We have multiple drumline programs that are both in-school and after-school. We have an orchestra program that happens every Tuesday, a rehearsal that happens throughout the school year, that includes many performances. And each year we are in almost every city council district. We are in three different states. We are in seven different school districts. And we serve 5,000 to 7,000 kids every year. I'm sorry, not 5,000 to 7,000 kids. It's 5,000 to 7,000 sessions of programming with more than 20,000 kids being served every year.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of music lessons that they get done there. And you're filling a need for so many students don't get the opportunity to actually take a class or get a real lesson in an instrument.
Yeah, it's true. And the Musicopia was founded 50 years ago. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. And the purpose was really to serve schools that didn't have music programming because so much of it was being cut. And it just sort of continues to be cut year after year. So the need has not left. We are still needed in the city of Philadelphia.
And the wonderful thing is, now you talk about, you have the orchestra, you have the classical instruments, but then you have the drum line. And this is also, it's driven by the students themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. The programs, some of our programs are elective. So a lot of our drumline programs, the students choose to be a part of the program and they participate in it multiple days a week throughout the year. And our orchestra as well, it's audition based. So students choose to sign up and come to rehearsal every week. And we have multiple different levels. There's an introductory level and an intermediate and a more advanced level. And they all come together every week to rehearse and to learn music and to learn classical music and to also learn popular music. The drum lines often will do more popular rhythms. But even our orchestras will learn more popular music to be able to really engage with the students where they are.
Now, the artists that participate in this programming, and you mentioned that these are multicultural. So does this allow kids to see more of themselves in music?
Absolutely. Our roster of artists, like I said, are mostly culturally specific, and that's everything from Afro-Cuban, Afro-Brazilian, West African, Indian, Indonesian. And those are usually shorter-term residencies. They don't happen throughout the entire school year. They'll happen maybe 10 to 12 weeks. Occasionally, they happen throughout the school year. But they really integrate with the school curriculum. We provide program guides that give curricular connections, so they really understand more about the culture, more about the context of what it is that they're learning. It's not just learning to play the drum or to dance or to sing. It's really understanding that particular musical style and how it fits in with the greater context of that culture.
Now, we're giving short shrift here to dancing classrooms now. And as I said, that was how I was first introduced to your organization. You want to give us a little background on that? Because that one is kind of unique.
Yeah, absolutely. So Dancing Classrooms Philly is an affiliate of a global program that's based, headquartered in New York. That's Dancing Classrooms Global. And the Dancing Classrooms Philly affiliate is our organization that runs programs throughout the year. They're usually 20-session residencies. And the students in those programs learn what you would imagine of a ballroom program, waltz, foxtrot, all those sort of standards. But they also learn rumba, they learn salsa. So there's lots of different cultural connections that happen throughout that program. And then Dancing Classrooms Philly itself has expanded its offerings. So we are currently developing a 20-session hip-hop curriculum that's really giving the cultural context of hip-hop and the history and the Philadelphia connections to hip-hop culture. And then we also do shorter-term residency programs in K-pop, which is Korean pop. We offer salsa, salsa dance as well. And there's one more I'm not remembering right now, but there's lots of different dance styles. But the concept is really that they're all social dances. So they're dances where people are having to engage with a partner. And there's a sort of more profound thing that happens in these residencies where the students learn to sort of get over some of their fears of having to look each other in the face, having to hold each other's hands, and work together as a team. And it really does something to the culture of a school when they have a Dancing Classrooms program.
I remember the first time that I met up with Dancing Classrooms, and the discussion was that it breaks down barriers between different groups, different people, and sometimes even different culture. And social dancing is just something that you just don't expect.
Yeah, I mean, it really seems to be sort of a throwback to an earlier time, but the impact that it has is really profound. And I've seen it. They do a series of workshop sessions, and they culminate in what we call a team match, where the students compete against other schools in the city. And they have to work as a team, and they're working, you know, not with their best friend. They're working with another student, sometimes the opposite sex, sometimes the same sex. And they're really challenged with having to work together. They're scored on their ability to look each other in the eye, to face each other, and really work as a team. Not just in the pair, but in their larger context of their team, which is, 12 students total.
It builds trust, self-confidence, but also trust that the other person will come through.
Yeah, I think trust is such an important factor in this, where the students are getting over some of their fears of performing, of moving together, of having to work in a group. There's the first few sessions are usually a work in sort of trusting that you're not going to look ridiculous.
Awkward.
And awkward. And really, if you see any of these culminating events, I mean, the students, it's you know, brings tears to your eyes to see these fifth and eighth graders, which are the programs specifically work with fifth and eighth grades. And it's the entire fifth grade of a school or the entire eighth grade of a school. So it's, you know, mandatory that that entire grade participates. And you really see a transformation happen, not just among the kids themselves, but in the school. It changes the climate of the school.
So it is actually, so it's mandatory. Fifth and eighth graders, how?
Yeah, well, it may not be the fifth and eighth grade at the same school. Mm-hmm. A school can elect whether they want the entire fifth grade or the entire eighth grade.
How do you get into schools?
Good question. I don't want to give away too much of our sales background, but you know, really a lot of our programming is grant funded. So we do spend a lot of time fundraising to be able to provide these programs for free to the schools where we're working. The majority of our programming works in that model. But we do also do paid programs where a school will come to us and want to pay to have the programs. And, you know, it's important to have both. I think there's an important buy-in that happens when a school is fundraising to be able to have a program. It shows their dedication and commitment to the transformative nature of these programs. But we also find as an organization or multiple organizations that it's important for us to be able to offer this to schools that can't afford to do it and don't have the capacity to fundraise for it.
Let's go back then to Musicopia, because music is not inexpensive. There's the instrument that's involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually another program that I neglected to mention earlier, which is our Gift of Music program. Gift of Music is our instrument donation program. We receive, repair, and donate back out 500 to 600 instruments a year. And those are at, I believe it's 12 different drop-off locations throughout the city of Philadelphia. They're all listed on our website. And we receive instruments from donors, you know, who have a trombone in their basement that they haven't played in 20 years. And we fix it up and we give it to a kid that wouldn't have it otherwise. A lot of our programs are built on our ability to be able to provide those instruments. But we do donate the instruments, not just to our own programs, but to programs throughout the city. So a lot of other music programs in the city, a lot of schools, public, charter, private, you name it, we donate those instruments back out.
And so nothing bars a child from enrolling in one of these programs if it's at their school.
Yeah. Well, so the caveat for our instrument donation program is that we typically don't instrument donations directly to students. So those are usually to school programs, unless a student is in need and is really showing a dedication to studying their instrument. If they can, you know, evidence that to us, then we will donate directly to students.
Is it audition based?
So our orchestras are audition based. That's the only program that requires an audition. Our drum lines are usually based in schools, and any student in that school can participate. We also support a drum line, a community drum line called West Powelton Drummers and Steppers, and that program is open to the public. But a lot of our school-based programs are within the school walls, and it's private to that school or to that classroom.
Do you know how the programs are impacting the students on the long run?
Yeah, I mean, we do survey all of our programs, or at least we try to. 5,000 to 6,000 a year is a lot of programs, and 20,000 kids is a lot of kids to survey. But we do try and do as much surveying of our programs as possible. The shorter term ones will usually give them a survey at the end of the programs, and the longer term ones we try and see the arc of their learning from the beginning to the end, to see what that transformation has been, particularly with our drumline programs and our orchestras. We do that, and our instrumental music programs that are school based that have a longer term to them. But really what we see is that students, you know, obviously learn music, but they also learn to get over some of their fears about performance, about being embarrassed in front of their classmates, about working together. Often in something like a drum line, you're working with a large group of other students and you have to work as a team. You can't have one person that's off because it pulls the entire group off. So everybody's really working together and learning, like you said earlier, about trust and about getting past some of your fears in order to be able to grow as a human being.
But music lessons themselves give you other skills, whether it's time management or even dexterity.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, some of that, for instance, another drumline example is that sometimes we incorporate movement into the drumline. So they call that independence, where you're figuring out how to do one thing with your right hand, one thing with your left hand, one thing with your right foot, another thing with your left foot, and being able to multitask is I wouldn't even call it a soft skill. I think that's a hard skill that kids are learning from doing something like that. But there's so many different things that kids learn by doing those types of programs.
Hey, if you are just joining us, I'm Laura Lewis. This is Focus on the Delaware Valley. Today, we're talking about Musicopia and Dancing Classrooms Philly. And if you'd like more information about them, go to musicopia.net. That's Musicopia. It's spelled like it sounds, .net, or dancingclassroomsphilly.com. dancingclassroomsphilly.org. That's dancingclassroomsphilly.org. And we are talking to Leslie Macedo. She is the Senior Director of Programming for the programs. And Mark Schultz, he is the Senior Director of External Affairs. And again, those programs are Musicopia, Dancing Classrooms Philly, and the Gift of Music, because we glossed over that. And that's an important part of all of this, that instrument donation program. And I'm going to guess that you link to that through musicopia.net.
Yeah, there's information about all of our programs and about how to participate in our orchestra, to receive or donate instruments through our Gift of Music program, and to donate to our organizations.
And so now let's get Mark involved in this. You mentioned, Leslie, a couple of times about the performance angle of this. We get the opportunity to see kids performing throughout the year. So let's talk a little bit about your calendar. And I know you've got a great big event coming up on December 5th.
I want to just throw back to the Gift of Music to say thank you to Beasley Media Group for supporting us, Musicopia and Dancing Classroom Philly. And special thanks to Eric Johnson from WMGK for helping us with a large drive here at the station.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a blast, actually.
And we got to play with the instruments while we were waiting for
pickup. Catherine and I were here in the morning, and then later I get a picture from her of, like, Andre Gardner and everyone out there with instruments. I'm like, oh, my God, there's a jam in the parking lot I missed. All right, back to where we were. Thank you, Laura. We actually do have a big event coming up December 5th. This is our annual High Note High Step fundraiser. And as you mentioned, it's an opportunity to see our students performing. We've got the Musicopia Strings Orchestra Extet, so it's a small group of them. We have some of our Dancing Classroom Philly students performing. We have the Lullaby Project performing, and other things along that line. We're very happy to have Eric Johnson, WMGK's midday host, is our MC this year, which is really great. He's been a supporter of the organization, as you have along the way. We also have some great speakers coming along. Our city's new chief cultural officer, Val Gay, will be joining us. She's also happens to be a vocalist, so she is really in tune with what happens in music and how that works. And we'll have Grammy-nominated songwriter and performer Rob Hyman, locally known for his role as one of the founders of the Hooters, but on a national and global scale for his work with artists like Cyndi Lauper and Darrell Williams and others. So excited to have him join us to talk about how music education has impacted him, his life, his career path, etc.
What's going to happen there?
What's going to happen there?
What's going to happen that night? Is this an audience where you sit down and enjoy the performances? Do you mix and mingle?
It's a mix and mingle. There are seats, so some of the performances I'm sure people will want to sit and take part of. We also have a raffle going on that evening, so some really interesting things come together. We'll tease those a little later. It is a cocktail reception. We want people to get together, celebrate, mingle together, get to know each other. But we also want them to enjoy the performances that evening.
And where will this take place, if I missed that?
You did miss that. It's at the World Cafe Live at 3025 Walnut Street. Program starts at 5:30. It goes to 7:30. So it's a perfect time to come join us at the end of the workday and enjoy the Thursday night out.
This is a major fundraiser for you each year. And do you want to talk a little bit about the students that will be participating in this and the other opportunities throughout the year that kids get to? We've talked about it several times here, get over that fear of getting up and doing something.
Absolutely. So many of our student performance or ensembles will be performing. Our Extet, as Mark mentioned, is X for varying numbers in size. This time, I think we'll have about 7 students performing for on string ensemble. And we'll have Dancing Classrooms Philly, their All-Stars, which is students that have continued to study after the program already took place in their school. We'll have an actual school program from Dancing Classrooms Philly performing. We'll have one of our school-based programs, which is very exciting. It's the first time we've been able to do that at a High Note, High Step event. Our Voices program, which is essentially a choir program that's run by our teaching artist, Alex Day. We have the West Philadelphia High School Marching Band performing, which is going to be really exciting. And we have the Lullaby Project, which I neglected to mention earlier, which we are the Philadelphia administrative partner for Carnegie Hall's Lullaby Project, which is a program where young families make lullabies together with teaching artists for their young children. And we'll have some of our teaching artists from that program performing one of the lullabies that they created last spring.
I'm backing the card up here. I forgot to ask about the artists and the teachers in this program, and they're a special bunch. So, do you want to talk a little bit about who's actually administering these programs?
I'd love to talk about our teaching artists. So, we have nearing 100 teaching artists. I think it might even tip the scales over 100 when you include Dancing Classrooms Philly as well. And they are from a lot of different backgrounds. They teach lots of different types of music and dance, everything from classical strings in our orchestra programs and some of our school-based programs. We have our roster of artists that are from lots of different cultures that all live in Philadelphia, live and work in Philadelphia, and are culture bearers for their communities. We have our dancing classrooms teaching artists that are teaching, they're trained in these curricula, whether it's ballroom dance or hip hop or salsa. So we have extremely skilled, experienced teaching artists that provide all of these programs, and they really are fundamental to our ability to be able to run these programs.
They're all professional themselves.
Yeah, I would say the majority, this is the only job that they have, is either music and dance, is teaching and performing music and dance.
If a school is located in a community that perhaps has a distinctive culture or distinctive music love, do you work with that too?
Yeah, so when we work with a school, we don't like to impose upon them what we think they should have in their classroom or in their community. So we let them choose what they want from our roster. And a lot of the time a school will choose, if they have a big Latino population, they'll choose from our Latino offerings. If there's a West African community component, they'll want to choose that because they want the students to see themselves reflected in the programming that we're offering them in a way that they might not be able to otherwise. One of the things that you can see in these programs is how they integrate with classroom curriculum. So there can be a music program that integrates with a science classroom, or a music program that integrates with math, or a music program that works in their social studies classroom. So we really work with these teachers to be able to make the program suit their curricular initiatives so that we're not an add-on. We are integrated into what they're doing in the classroom and really working closely with the classroom teachers to be able to use music and dance as a way to learn about other subjects.
Throughout the year, I know that Dancing Classrooms has their competition. When do we get to see the kids perform throughout the school year? And what happens in the summer? Do they just go foul?
Yeah, so performances, well, the most important opportunity to see all of these students perform is at our High Note High Step on December 5th. But there are team matches that take place at the end of each semester and a culminating event at the end of the school year where we have judges that are watching the performances of the students and taking note. We're always looking for judges, so if you're interested, let us know. But there are also school performances that happen throughout the year. And then in the summer, the biggest program that we have is our partnership with the School District of Philadelphia running our drumline programs that in the past have been 4 weeks. And the students are learning 5 days a week, 4 to 5 hours a day, not just drumline, but lots of other types of music that tie in with drumline. And we do a culminating performance in the spring for our spring drumlines. And in the summer, we do a performance as well.
And all of these are at your websites.
Absolutely, yes. And if you sign up for our mailing list, which you can do on our website, then you'll get updates about all of these performance opportunities. We also have a lot of community events that take place where sometimes our students perform, but we also have a lot of our teaching artists perform at community events, and all of that information is available on our website.
What else will we find at your website?
Oh, there's so much. About all of these individual programs, we have pages about all of the individual programs, about all of our staff who have a variety of different backgrounds and bring lots to the table in terms of being able to run these programs, information about news and events that are coming up, and ways to contribute, whether that's donating an instrument, donating dollars, and lots of other ways of contributing to our organizations.
And again, we are talking about four different programs that are going on right now: Musicopia, Dancing Classrooms Philly, Gift of Music, and the Lullaby Project. And all of that can be found at your websites.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now, again, the importance of the big event, the high note, high step. Mark, you want to bring us home and talk more about December 5th?
This could be an exciting event, and it's an opportunity for people to come in and take all of these pieces that we put together with Musicopia, Dancing Classrooms, Lullaby Project, and to see it in action, to really get to know us, to get to love us, to get to know our kids and get to love our kids, to hear why we do this from the students, from the staff, and from our guest speakers. The opportunity to support us on-site, ideally. This is our fundraiser for the year. But it's also an opportunity to look at opportunities down the line, as Leslie mentioned. On our website, there's places to donate, information about donating instruments, and even how to join us as a volunteer for the things that we do here. It is a pay-what-you-wish suggested $50 donation per guest. There's a VIP ticket offer for $100 that gets you two specialty cocktail tickets and 20 raffle ticket items. So that's worth looking into. All of this, again, is at www.musicopia.net. And we really hope you join us. This is going to be a very fun event.
If I'm hearing this, you just mentioned volunteers. If I hear this and I want to get involved, or I hear this and maybe my school would be definitely welcoming to the idea of Musicopia or Dancing Classrooms Philly, how do we start that conversation?
So if you're interested in volunteering, I'll start with, there's information on both websites about how to get involved. That can be helping out in an event or at a concert. It could be helping document some of our programs, whether that's through film or video. There are many other ways to go about that, and there's more information about those things on our website. And then for schools to be able to engage with us, you can contact us and we can talk about what's possible, whether that's fundraising together or whether it's putting a program into your school through a paid initiative. And our email address for that is programming@musicopia.net. And for Dancing Classrooms Philly, it's info@dancingclassroomsphilly.org.
And that's real easy to remember. And so, I hate to say it, we're out of time. And so bring us home. Mark, you want to give us your parting words first?
Well, first of all, we want to thank you for your time this morning. We want to thank WMGK in particular and Eric Johnson specifically for the support of Musicopia and DCP throughout the last couple of years, but specifically because he's hosting our High Note High Step event on December 5th at the World Cafe Live. And ultimately, I'd love to see all of you there. This is going to be a very fun evening. Information is at www.musicopia.net.
Okay. Now, Leslie, it's your turn. What's the takeaway from our discussion today?
I think the takeaway is to learn about two amazing organizations that have been around for a long time doing the hard work to put music and dance into schools. And we're looking to meet with you. We're looking to have you at our events. We're looking to engage with you. So reach out, contact us, let us know how you want to work with us.
Okay. And of course, musicopia.net. You'll find out more information about all of the programming that it offers. Musical.ly, Gift of Music, the Lullaby Project, how you can get involved, and of course, more information about the High Note, High Step event that's coming up December 5th at the World Cafe Live. A great evening with music and dancing. And if you front for that VIP ticket, even extra specialty cocktails.
Super specialty cocktails.
Super specialty cocktails. Again, at musicopia.net. And for Dancing Classrooms Philly, real easy, dancingclassroomsphilly.org. My guest today, Mark Schultz, the Senior Director of External Affairs and the Senior Director of Programming for Musicopia and Dancing Classrooms Philly, Leslie Macedo. And both of you, thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck on December 5th. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.